Welcome to the Great Melbourne Cup Mystery by Arthur Upfield.
They must have crossed the half distance to the 10 mile. 5 miles. 32 less 5 was 27, and those 27 speedometer-measured miles to be crossed before 11:30 at the latest. He knew Sparks well enough to be sure that he wouldn't clinch the deal 1 second before 12 o'clock, and because Nat Sparks thought a lot of Ollery Boy, it was likely that he would delay the business 30 minutes or even an hour, hoping to receive orders to cancel the sale. An ugly brute, Ollery Boy. Roman nose, thick legs, a clothes prop of a horse to look at. He could run a bit, to be sure, but in appearance, no credit to either owner or trainer. Yet for all that, he was a fool to part with Ollery Boy. Yes, a fool too, to feel annoyed because a girl, when she first saw the horse, laughed at Ollery Boy's disreputable appearance. Sired by a Caulfield Cup winner, too, and out of a mare who had raced well at many provincial meetings in her day. Well, they couldn't always breed him up, and as a yearling, the moke suggested no throwback. The ground was slipping away beneath the gelding's feet. He was beginning to blow a little, but he would be blowing a bit harder when they reached the 10 mile. "Come on, get on with it!" Roy cried, and for the first time touched the animal's flanks with his spurless boot heels. The grey responded well, indicating plenty of reserve. The country now was gathered into wide-spaced but steeper sand ridges running east and west. The track angled up one side of every ridge and angled down the other, the long narrow flats between composed of sticky chocolate-coloured soil bearing saltbush. The rain continued steadily. The wind was veering slowly westward, coming to send the stinging raindrops against the rider's right cheek. The horse galloped without apparently tiring, but his chest was heaving, his nostrils widely showing pink, and his body steamed.